1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Robert Green is the owner of Bob's Novelties on Ventura Boulevard, and we are talking about the aftermath here of Katrina, the terrible, terrible, nothing short of a catastrophe in New Orleans with the flooding, and its effect on businesses, not only in New Orleans, but also across the country. And Mr. Green, welcome to our program.
It's my pleasure, Phil. Thank you. In the middle of a very busy news day to have me on.
Well, we want to hear your... We want to hear the stand of your group on federal relief money, especially when it comes to helping businesses as opposed to or in tandem with people.
I think that's a great way of putting it, Phil. We are interested certainly in businesses being assisted in tandem. I think that's a good word with people. And I think that when the final story is written on this horrible series of events, in New Orleans, I think we're going to see, and I say this with regret, that the federal government has come up short.
Now, you are an investor in this store that bears your name, right?
Yes. I also am a CEO with a grocery retail outlet. We invested in the novelty shop. We sell novelty items that are joke items.
The store is Bob's Novelties?
That is correct.
Give me an example of what you sell.
Phil, it's really silly stuff. Whoopee cushions, the kinds of things that you sell at joke at par for parties. Brittle, peanut brittle where the snake pops out, fake vomit. All of these things that people enjoy as a joke. And we capitalized our end to around $300,000 and have a major stake in the business.
And you are also, as you say, in the retail business, grocery business.
Right. We branched into certain forms of light family entertainment.
Now, the tragedy has affected all kinds of businesses. It's not only affecting people's homes, but businesses as well, and businesses that are perhaps not in the immediate area of New Orleans.
I think so, and a lot of business people agree with me. It's affected business owners all over America. So when the federal government begins to look at what which people and businesses need help, our group is determined to make the government not ignore the needs of businesses outside of New Orleans that have been affected.
Give me an example of a business that's been hit hard by this hurricane outside of New Orleans.
Well, you can take as an example, Phil, for instance, ours.
You're not talking about your grocery store, but the novelty?
Yeah, the novelty shop is a fundamental problem where you're in the business of selling novelty items and a tragedy like this occurs. Business is going to drop. And my statement to the federal government is very simply this. There are people suffering as the result of this terrible storm and the flooding. And we are saying, and we're saying it patiently, when are you going to begin to act to help these people? The effects of this storm are being felt well into this week. We haven't seen any monies flowing from the government yet. My business hasn't received any.
Well, all right, the storm is of very recent origin, and the federal government's working as quickly as it can. All right.
Well, but the federal government goes at speed, too, Phil, and businesses have been hurt. We have an inventory at our store on Ventura Boulevard of literally thousands of dollars.
You mentioned timing.
Yeah, because we had shipped over 300...
Timing as it relates to your business?
Yes, sir, because we had shipped over 300 items that are right now very red hot on the East Coast, and we're gaining popularity here on the West Coast. It's a silly item, but people are buying it, and it sells...
What is it?
Well, for want of a better word, Phil, it's a fart machine, if you want to call it that. It's an electronic whoopee cushion. It's proved very popular. When it was rolled out back east, we immediately placed an order for 200 of them at cost, around $2,000, and we prepared a display case, and we put an extra employee on the floor. As of this week, we've had to let that young man go.
And so you're talking specifically about how this storm has hurt your business, which is located in the city of Los Angeles, because primarily you're involved in novelty items, and I'm just going to... you know, make the logical conclusion that people are not in a joking mood these days.
Well, people are not in a joking mood, and I understand that. The traffic in our store is ground to a halt. There are no customers. I have to lay off two people. There are people who live paycheck to paycheck. You've got people in the joke stores and novelty shops all over America this is hitting.
And your point of view is that the federal government is not offering relief money to your business fast enough, but you're not in New Orleans, see? And I think the primary concern is the city of New Orleans.
Well, I don't think you have to be in New Orleans to feel the devastation of this storm. I'm a little, you know, that's a common point of view, Phil. It's affected the whole country, and we believe we have to keep the focus on Washington and how they are utterly paralyzed. When you talk about my business, I know three others, 200 units of these fart machines. We've got the, you know, the wax bubba teeth, all these things that have laid in, and we are hurting, and we're saying to the federal government, when is the relief going to begin?
All right. Robert Green joins me. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. About the effects on business of the storm and how businesses are hurting. And I don't disagree that businesses are hurting in a variety of ways. Business falls off.
And Phil, let's remember that we had 9/11, and we had immediately the federal government bailing out the airline industry. Immediately, the federal government bailing out the tourist industry and so forth. And now we have this disaster in New Orleans. And as I said, we laid in 300 units. You know, to you, it's a fart machine, or to me, it is. It's how I make part of my living.
All right. How quickly can a government react to something like this? The storm just happened last Saturday. You know,
well, Phil,
let me just finish my point.
I'm sorry.
The storm just happened last weekend, and the obviously it's taken everybody. It's shocked people all over the world to see a major city underwater. It's like something out of a science fiction novel, where you begin to marshal your forces and where you begin to apply them. Isn't that important? I mean,
yeah, absolutely, Phil.
Right now they have looting. They have all kinds of problems.
I understand that, and that's a bad problem to have. They're all bad problems. I've got a problem. You've got problems. We all have problems, but my problem is related to the storm, and the joke business and the novelty business, I am telling you, as a result, will be devastated over the next probably 6 months to 2 years. Especially when you have a hot item like this, you know, flatulence machine or what have you, that suddenly the demand has fallen off a cliff for, because nobody is in a joking mood, and that leaves me standing at the door of my business, trying to flag down cars, trying to flag down pedestrians, playing this fart machine or whatever you want to call it, to see if somebody is interested in buying it. Whereas the traffic would come into our store as a result of this storm and hurricane, nobody's interested in coming into the store and trying on any of the joke items, the fake vomit or anything like that.
All right. I'm looking at a store right now in New Orleans that's being looted by people. They're inside. They're stealing. I suppose people can be forgiven some level of a cavalier attitude toward law enforcement where there's just no cops around and you are a poor person. But this is need, okay?
Those people, I don't have any sympathy for looters, Phil. I don't think that if you're trying on a liberal point of view with me here.
It's not a liberal point of view, but I'm saying there's only so much that the police are able to handle. They better get the Army, the National Guard there. But isn't there a need down there as opposed to businesses outside? Like, you have a joke shop. You have 300 units of some kind of a joke, a fart machine or something.
I'm saying that our business will be devastated. So while you're down there patting some looter on the head and saying, well, you go right ahead and take all the potatoes and everything you want, I'm standing here with 300 units of the East Wind machine that's not selling.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Valerie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just was listening to this caller, and I'm outraged. You know, we have family and friends in that area that we still haven't heard from yet.
I'm sorry
and
to hear that.
This man is talking about whoopee cushions. It's disgusting.
No, ma'am. I want the people down there to be helped.
No, you don't. You don't care. All you care about is your own damn business. It's disgusting.
Well, I want everybody to be helped, and I want the federal government to step up the help now.
And they are helping. They are helping the people who are in most need, people who are sick, people who still are sitting on top of roofs. And
absolutely.
Do you watch the news?
What about that?
The news?
I'm saying help all of us.
You need to
They're
get your priorities in order.
Ma'am, I'm standing on a roof, too. I'm standing figuratively on a roof, and I'm waving.
Oh, please. Don't compare yourself to these poor people
who have absolutely nothing. You're not saying that your need is as dire as theirs.
I am saying, Mr. Henry, the government has a responsibility to everybody. And I want those people to be helped, but I'd also like to see a check, too. That's all I'm saying.
Please.
Ma'am, your argument is basically, oh, please, and you're disgusting, which is no argument at all. And I, as a businessman, I can tell you the joke business, the novelty business is devastated.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-44 I'm sorry, I got to take a break here. 1-800-449
Well, she was about to say something, and I wanted to refute it to make her look stupid.
Well, I had to hang up on her. We're taking a break.
All right, I would request that, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead.
When I'm winning a debate point with a caller, not to hang up on them, because I want to be able to, you know, sort of body slam them, I guess, if you want. And I don't know.
All right. We'll talk about that with him, Bud, off the air. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, whose novelty shop, it's a joke shop here in Los Angeles, he says, has been, quote, devastated by the hurricane in New Orleans. He says the joke business. And he talked about a fart machine of some kind called the East Wind Machine. It's a very hot seller, but it's not selling now because if nobody's in a joking mood, and why would they be? Well, he wants federal relief. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green joins me, the owner of Bob's Novelties on Ventura Boulevard, and how all kinds of businesses are affected by what's going on in New Orleans. Now, you own a joke. These are joke items.
And the point I wanted to make, Phil.
All right, hold on. These are joke items that are not selling because nobody's in a joking mood. You were mentioning that people need to joke now more than ever before.
I think people need to feel good, and I think people need to start laughing again. The worst is over, and
so the worst is over. The whole city's underwater.
Well, I know, Phil, but the you're right, and I'm not trying to minimize this. Let me just say that the sooner people can start laughing again, the better. And I've got an inventory that is killing me. It is beating me to death. You know, something as simple as a handshake buzzer, which, believe me, the units in a bulk unit of that is going to run you anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000. So when you're sitting here with an inventory of handshake buzzers and fart machines that are not selling, it may not sound like an important thing to somebody else, but in my business, it is absolutely beating us to a pulp.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Harrison, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
My name's Harrison Bittinger. I'm a owner-operator, truck driver.
And, yes, sir.
Let me just first say, I'm sitting here in my business also, which is close to a $119,000 tractor with a $40,000 trailer behind me. And I cannot even conceive the possibility how this gentleman could think that he is eligible for government financial aid because of something that happened in New Orleans, when actually the industry that I'm in is definitely directly affected by the fuel prices.
Yeah, but all right, sir, but I don't know what that's got to do with me. I'm the guest on the show. He's asked me about my business.
No, okay, the man's making...
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to hear... I believe everyone who needs help should be helped. You, me, the people of New Orleans, everyone.
And Mr. Green, when you talk about having an inventory of handshake buzzers and this kind of thing in your business, though, and the need to get money to people for water... Don't you see that...
Well, I've heard that argument.
No, but don't you see the priority?
I've heard that argument.
I mean, the truck is bringing the water. The truck is bringing the food. The truck is bringing the gasoline. Where's our aid? Well, shouldn't our aid be at the top of the list? And I mean...
Well, you're getting paid,
something
though.
Something such as hand buzzers.
You're getting paid.
Hand buzzers, I mean, that's, what?
You're
I
getting,
mean, that's a
you're,
joke.
You're, sir, it is, well, in a matter of speaking, it is a joke. And I think that people need to laugh. Now, you bringing water is important. But see, you're... making the guy that's giving you the water, isn't he paying you?
No,
not nowhere near with the overhead. The surcharges aren't there. The same run that I run from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Houston, Texas, this same run that I could do 2 years ago for $500, it's now costing me, at least I filled up today, it cost me $446. And
you know what, I'm going to tell you a story. This is true. I had a friend of mine and I were involved in a very serious plane crash about 4 years ago in the middle of what's called the Upper Barranca Desert in California. He was very badly injured and needed water. But I will tell you, as we waited for rescuers, and thank God for the Sierra Search and Rescue people, I said to him, do you want some water? He says, you know what, more than anything else, will you tell me a joke? What about that, Phil?
So he was dying and he wanted to hear a joke.
Yeah, and so it's relative, you know.
I think this is a joke. I think this is a joke.
You're telling me that people don't want to have water?
Not in New Orleans, no. They obviously have great needs. I'm just saying there are times when it's relative. At that time, he wanted...
Phil, you know, if I'm sitting on the side of the road...
He wanted me to shake his hand with a hand buzzer. What's that?
If I'm sitting on the side of the road because I can't afford to put fuel in my truck, the last thing I'm going to want is somebody to come and tell me a joke.
No, that's true. But this man was so badly injured, he didn't think he was going to live. And so he wanted me to get out the fart machine and the hand buzzers and so he could die with a smile on his face.
Okay, but let's
did this man die?
No, he lived. Thank God he lived.
Yeah, fortunately, and thank God for that. But
yeah, you know,
let's get back to the subject of how do you see the novelty business as being eligible for financial aid for...
Well, we are in business because people want to laugh. And when there is a devastating event, I'll give you an example. Right now I'm looking at a woman on TV who is a correspondent for one of the news networks. And I want to say this as kindly as I can, Harrison, but she is probably about as ugly a woman as I've ever seen. Now, in the middle of this disaster, don't you think they could put somebody on television that's better looking? All right, that sounds stupid, right? Isn't that stupid? Okay.
No, yes, I hear you.
You know,
what are you talking about, man?
I'm just simply saying that my business, the novelty joke business, suffers during disasters.
All right, but this man is talking about water, food, and so on. Harrison, thank you. Thanks for your helping people as truckers across this country that are helping to get things to the city of New Orleans. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Teresa with Robert Greene. Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem with this man's philosophy. The whole nature of free enterprise in the U.S. is one of ups and downs. You get in the right business, and then everybody's happy. He's making lots of extra money. Is he willing to give the government extra money during this time when everything's going great?
I don't agree.
As opposed to now, when things aren't so great, instead of maybe having a decent business plan, setting money aside, he's already asking for government handouts on the third day after a natural disaster
when people
don't have homes.
You're saying that. Yeah, you know, that you're a believer in free enterprise, so you're the one that's saying those people shouldn't get help down there.
No,
I totally disagree
with
that.
There's a difference in humanity.
Wait a minute, let the lady finish. Let her finish.
Well, no, she's saying, you know, when you're sitting in a business like mine, where you've got an inventory of exploding cigars or switchblade combs or these kinds of things, to you, you don't care because, you know, you're living your life.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying as far as caring. If you are a caring citizen of this country and of humanity in general, then obviously the first priority is to get aid to the people who don't even have a home anymore.
Ma'am,
I would guess that you not only have a home, you've got your business as well.
We need to help equally.
Think that people need to laugh so much that your business is so important, why don't you pack all of your crap up and ship it to New Orleans and see what they do with it?
Ma'am, I'm not saying anything other than a very good friend of mine, Jim Cheater, before he didn't think he was going to make it. And he says to me, get out that invisible dog lead. It's a fake dog leash. He said, pull that out one more time. I want to see it before I die. Now, that's a stupid thing to say, I guess. But for a half hour, while he thought he was going to die of thirst, I'm lighting off stink bombs. I got spinning plates on a stick, everything.
What
That's
was this plane?
One person.
That it's an example of a man who was facing death.
What, was this plane loaded with your items?
Yeah, we were on our way to a trade show. Yeah.
So he was in the industry.
Yeah, but instead of water, he wanted to see the Groucho glasses and the disappearing ink.
But he was in the industry.
And he's laying there.
I don't understand how you can think that industry is so desperately affected.
Nobody's laughing.
This,
well, ma'am, I'll use you as an example. You are not very, you don't have a lot of humor going right now, okay? Are you going to walk in?
No, because I'm talking to an idiot.
Well, I didn't call you a name, ma'am. I are you going to walk into my store and buy a fart machine, yes or no? Well, the answer is no. Okay, there. See, and I take it in the shorts. Thanks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green joins me, the owner of Bob's Novelties on Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. Nowhere near New Orleans, but you say that your business, the novelty joke item business, has been hit. And you are not saying that you should get preferential treatment. Are you at a bowling alley?
I didn't hear that, Phil.
Are you at a bowling alley?
Yes, I am. This is Wednesday Night Leagues, and it's generally something that we do. I wanted to put it off. I wanted not to do it tonight out of respect for everything, but, you know, it's my birthday. And
all right, I want to ask you something.
Before you do, Phil, we are simply saying we don't know where to turn. The hurricane and the storm in New Orleans has left people in such a mood they don't want to enjoy themselves. And I was doing inventory right now. Now, you can go anywhere if you want. You can talk about the fake vomit and the fake poo. All of that is imported from the Far East. South America produces a lot of things like blackface soap, blood capsules. There's an item called Crap-A-Lot tea bags.
Crap-A-Lot tea bags?
These are joke items that we get from South America. Now, all of these are import charges. Canada provides the fart spray, the floating eyeball, fly and ice, and the glow fangs. And then most of your itching powder and the insect and the sugar is here in the United States. Now, this is an inventory that may sound silly to you, but I am getting hammered to death. The novelty business is getting butchered alive. And I'm not saying we want preferential treatment. I'm saying on the day the checks go out to New Orleans, I'd like mine to be postmarked that day, too.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know where you're coming from, man. I mean, a lot of people get money from the government, but
yes,
the first priority of the government is always for the people that are in need.
Absolutely.
And I don't see as dire need as the rest of these people. I mean, I don't agree with you at all. I think that the novel business is a venture. You have risks that you take, and this is one of the
risks. Well, I mean, sir, life is a risk.
If you in New Orleans, a place that is prone to flooding and prone to hurricanes, you take this risk. You should have taken out flood insurance.
I don't live in New Orleans.
But your business is based in New Orleans,
no,
right?
My business is in Los Angeles, California.
See, that's it. Why should we care?
Because of the fact that the people are not laughing. Well, sir, you say, oh, my God, people are not laughing. There is no humor these days. And so the novelty joke business, if you want to talk about joke items.
Let me ask you a question.
When I'm importing things like Mystic Smoke or Rubber Pencil, that comes all the way from the Far East and smoke bombs.
Oh, are you joking with me? I mean, is this a joke? Because are you in dire need?
I'm saying that I'm losing money hand over fist.
Okay.
I've got an inventory of eyeballs in a glass and things like that.
Well,
I agree. I think that people need to laugh at some point.
Right. Exactly. But this, when you're up to your, excuse me my language, but when you're up to your you-know-what in sneezing powder and squirt calculators and things like that. And
all right, so you're giving us your inventory. Is it costing you that much?
I told you about this so-called fart machine that we're getting destroyed on. No one's buying it.
Well, that was a risk you took whenever you pulled out this business. That
but, sir, you know I can use that argument when it comes to moving.
No. Sure. You can't use that argument. Thank you very much, John, for your call. You can't use that argument. You can't compare an individual's living someplace and your business having to do with... You've just listed your entire inventory... dirty to whatever that is.
Crap in a teabag and the squirt rings, the snot noses, all of these things that have cost us thousands of dollars. We're out. And right now, Phil, if you want to laugh, you can go to the back lot of my...
You're telling me all about all of your novelty items. I'm telling about people that are on the roofs of houses. That's all I'm saying.
And, Phil, as I said to that lady and she laughed at me, I said, figuratively, I'm on the roof of a house. I'm on the roof of a house, and I'm waving a snot nose, and I'm waving a hand buzzer, and I'm saying, help me. Help me, Bob Green. My business figuratively, is on the roof of a house, and I'm holding crap in a tea bag in one hand and a fly in a sugar cube in the other and wiggly worms in my pocket. And they give me sand to eat.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in the state of Florida. I live in Inglewood. We were very affected by Charlie and Ivan and all the hurricanes last year.
Uh-huh.
I'm a bartender. I'm 54-year-old woman that is trying to be self-supportive.
Right.
The devastation that has happened to these poor folks in Louisiana and Mississippi doesn't even have... We thought we were devastated last year. I look at these people.
I watch
CNN.
Oh, it's terrible.
Ma'am, I don't disagree with you at all.
Okay.
I would ask you this, though. Do you know the price of, for instance, like magic soot or detonator caps?
Magic soot?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't.
All right. Then you don't really know how devastated I...
See, you're going into... The lady is saying we're looking at something that's catastrophic. Okay? And you're telling me about exploding golf balls?
You know,
I didn't say anything about a golf ball.
No, not you. I'm talking to the caller, Mr. Green.
Mr. Hendry, we have an inventory of exploding golf balls that's going to put me in the poorhouse if I don't start selling them.
Let me tell you something about a... Let me...
ma'am, you can laugh if you want, but...
Sir, this is not a laughing matter.
Exactly. And yet, that's my business. That's the business I'm in. Fake vomit, exploding golf, that's the business I'm in.
And you know what? You know what? Everybody wants to have a smile on their face at some point in time, but when there is devastation, and devastation, you look at these people on the news.
Yeah.
I have been in part of that.
Oh, it's terrible.
In Florida.
It's terrible.
And
well,
we didn't have anything near to what these people are experiencing.
And I'll bet you, Karen, if you and I met on your worst day in Florida, I said, Karen, hi, I'm Bob Green, and I had a hand buzzer in my hand, and I zapped you, I bet you for at least a moment you would have forgotten your worries.
But you know what? My worry is the people that are out there that don't have anything. They don't know where
they're going.
That's right.
That's right. People who don't have anything.
Well, but what I'm saying, Phil, if Karen had met me on her worst day and I said, Karen, let's go over to the driving range, and she hit an exploding golf ball, covered her in white powder, and we would have had a wonderful laugh, and then I would have taken her home in a boat or, I don't know, how did you get to your house?
That's what she's going to do, man. She's in a flood, and she's going to, well, take a break and go over to the driving range.
Thank you very much. No,
well,
this is reality. We're talking about people's lives.
Mr. Green, you have laid out your entire inventory of glow worms, sneeze powder, and...
All of this is expensive.
I get it, man. You're telling me that China is the number one manufacturer of glow worms, or whatever the hell, soot bombs, and magic... What is magic soot?
It's a very popular item. Okay, you know, you want to laugh, that's fine. We got garlic sweets, black eye viewer, fly on the wall, bitter toothpicks, soap sweets...
And you're getting your... Are you getting
all
your
of these
product?
Things,
let me ask you this.
Give you a big laugh, Karen. I could come over to your house with the fart machine. You and I would be rolling with your friends coming in the door. You know?
Well, yeah, while her furniture's floating out of it.
Aren't we funny?
Well, that's
sure.
Exactly... Go ahead,
let
Karen.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, go ahead.
Where are your products manufactured?
A lot of them are manufactured overseas. I'll give you that.
Okay, thank you very much. You know what?
Well,
I live in the United States. You know what? And my people are in the United States.
Man, that's dirty pool.
No, it's not
no,
dirty
it's not.
Pool. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. That's dirty pool.
It is not dirty pool.
Yeah, that's not dirty pool. So most of your stuff's manufactured in China.
China makes the best crap in a tea bag you've ever seen.
Well, good for them. You know what?
Oh, okay. So it's like that, huh? So in other words, you look down your nose at guys that do that for a living.
No, sir, I do not. I support... The people that speak English, that speak American, we are an American country.
What about the hardworking Chinaman who makes
guess
a wonderful
novelty product?
Guess
what? I'm a hardworking American.
He makes a
wonderful... I'm a 54-year-old right. woman supporting a child.
I wouldn't hit your age too heavy because there might be some young guys that want to go out with you.
You know what? It doesn't
all right,
matter.
Look at it. Never mind.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, China makes one hell of a crap in a teabag, and for you, a hardworking Chinaman comes out with those Bubba teeth. And...
Would you stop it already with your inventory? Karen, thank you very much. Thank you. Very good call. I think the lady said it for a lot of us.
except for me, Bob Green,
that you can take your novelty business and your freaking magic soot and pound it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
No. You didn't carry the spare over.
All right, Robert Green is with us. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green owns a novelty shop in Los Angeles. It's a joke shop, and he says that his business has been affected by the storm in Louisiana. His business has been affected by the flooding in New Orleans. People are not in the mood to buy joke items, and therefore his business has been hurting. And he's going to be needing federal relief. And sir, you recognize how ludicrous it sounds that you would be here talking about the needs of your joke shop business while people need water.
No, I do not deny for a moment that people are in need. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, on the day the checks go out to New Orleans, I'd like mine postmarked the same day. That's all. And the other question that I would have is, how much more of the interview will I be doing right now? Can you tell me?
You want to know how much longer you'll be on?
Yes, sir.
A couple more minutes.
Okay. He said 2 minutes. Because we've got a league game coming up.
All right. I understand that, sir, but we're talking about something a little bit more serious.
No, I certainly recognize that. I just wanted to know because we've got a league game and they need the lane.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Green, I'd like to punch you square in the mouth.
Why would you want to, sir, you know, I think a man that makes joke items for a living is not the guy you want to punch in the mouth. The looter is the guy you want to punch in the mouth.
You there, Ray? We lose Ray? Okay. In fact, we're going to break.
See, that guy, he didn't have anything to say other than that. Look, if I shake his hand with a joy buzzer, I let a fart machine go off under his chair while he's eating breakfast, he won't want to punch me in the mouth. He's going to want to make love to me. Water bombs, poo putty, perfume bombs, whistle rings. Lay one of those on him.
Okay, well, good luck with your league game, man. I don't know any of this stuff.
I'm telling you, I'm losing my ass.
All right, well, good.
Not at bowling. I mean, in my joke business.
Yeah, I understand that. You're doing fine in bowling, but you're losing your money in your joke business. Well, go back to selling groceries then, dude. Poo putty? What the hell? 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green of Bob's Novelties on Ventura Boulevard. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I once wore pants to church 4 Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go into those joke shops all the time. And I actually, because I guess it was wishful thinking, but I did buy those X-ray vision glasses because I thought maybe, just maybe there's a shot. And I probably was in the, what do you figure the joke store haunting age for young men is probably 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there, 9, 10, 11, 12. Before you're 9 years old, you're not sure how to work a hand buzzer. By the time you're 9 or 10, if you can't work a hand buzzer, I really think there should be some kind of remedial testing done. First thing you ought to test with a kid is, can you do the hand buzzer, can't you?
I didn't know anything about...
Oh, the kid's tarted out. Can't work a hand buzzer, can't blow up a whoopee cushion. And I couldn't figure that out for love or money, that whoopee cushion. What's that about? Well, you sit on it. No, it never worked like that for me, man. I went and I bought 10 of them when I was a kid. I took every nickel that I earned. You know, back in those days, what the hell? And by the way, you know, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I didn't get an allowance. So any money that I earned, I had to do some stupid job. And when you're 10, what job do you do? You know, hey, Mom, can I clean out like your shoe closet or something? And okay, I'll pay you a dollar. Okay, thanks. You take that and you immediately go to a joke store. You got your priorities, man. You ain't buying food. You're not buying books, shoes. Yeah, that's no. I'm going right down to the joke store. I went down and I bought a whoopee cushion. Now, it's this thing that looks like a hot water bottle. It's rubber. And when you squeeze it, apparently it makes like a fart noise. Right, bud?
Yeah. It goes like that.
Right. Well, it didn't work that way for me. And it says, just put it under a chair and watch the laughs begin. So you should have seen me like a jackass all day long, sticking it under chairs, sitting there waiting, you know, just kind of my head resting on my hand. And I'd say, hey, Mom, why don't you sit here? Why? Just go ahead. Just, she'd sit down. Nothing would happen. And then I went and I got those X-ray vision glasses thinking, at last I can see through a chick's dress or something. Put them on. First of all, you look like a freak walking around with these glasses. I remember I couldn't, I'll never forget this. I couldn't get the wrapping off the glasses fast enough. In fact, I thought I mistook a mailbox for a garbage can. To this day, I can still remember the old lady walking over and looking at me and going, what are you doing? And I was trying to put the wrapping from X-ray vision glasses into a mailbox. In any event, none of that crap worked, but still bought it, including the chattering teeth, which, excuse me, how is that funny again? Because I'm not sure. Just teeth going like that on a thing? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next hour, Earl Pants Car Talk. And possibly a visit from Hal and Viola and some other items. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com, and our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.